The Park City Police Department escorted the McPolin students who gathered at the Mark, Aspen Villas, and Prospector Park. Altogether, about 100 kids and their parents joined in the various caravans to gather at Treasure Mountain Junior High School, where Wasatch Bagels provided breakfast. Park City Senior Transportation Planner Julia Collins heads the Park City Bike to School event. She says the sponsors and supporting organizations and the robust Park City kids make it happen regardless of how cold, rainy, or even snowy the day might be.
And a lot of it is because we have the infrastructure and a lot of, you know, the gumption, because we recognize that we're a mountain town and, you know, the weather changes in 10 minutes. So I'm just so proud of our community to have an event like this to celebrate biking, walking, getting safely to school, and to also see the community come together. We have Cole Sport, Mountain Trails Foundation, Park City Chamber, Wasatch Bagels. You know, we consistently see these types of sponsors come together, and you know, it's a pretty cool community-wide celebration.
Second grader Kennedy Kutita likes the ride to McPolin because she can practice using her gears. Sister Savannah, who is six, says she rides her bike a lot and has one big hope for the day.
It's not going to snow.
Collins says it was a close call to keep the event outside, and it turns out Savannah's hope for the day came through.
One point around 7 o'clock this morning, we were thinking, do we move inside of McPolin? And then it's almost like we looked at the radar where the storm was. The clouds kind of opened up, and for a little while we had sun, a blue sky, and the rain and snow stopped just in time for the kids to come, hang out, have breakfast, our celebration. We had bells and helmets, and then now all the kids are in school, and I forced them into school, and now it's snowing again.
McPolin counselor Amy Vanover has participated in Bike to School Day for the last 4 years. She says her students often walk, bike, or otherwise wheel to school regularly.
Most of our kids, I think we have like 7 bus riders, most of our kids show up on skateboards, scooters, bikes, or walking. And it's a great community because they're all out in the playground with their parents and pets and playing.
Recent college graduate and McPolin alum Enrique Sanchez, now a city employee, volunteered to help with the event. He remembers rain and snow was always a problem. McPolin principal Bob Edmiston says the snow isn't such a bad thing as it helps keep a lid on all the excitement. The start bell rings, and with his megaphone in hand and a gaggle of kids surrounding him, he announces that it's time to go to school.
And appreciations to the parents who weathered the weather and brought their kids out. We probably had about 100 kids riding in a perfect, what did I hear Leslie call it?
Sprinter.
Sprinter. A perfect sprinter day.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Luckily, the sky's open and it's dumping. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.